My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin plays hardball with Joe Curry's, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer, Mavis Mills. So listen and enjoy.
Is Richard on Facebook? I have never seen his photo before. I guess I should just tell her about Richard right now. That's what I'll do. I go, I know they are yours, or at least people who you know, because remember, they combined Agnes, Belinda, Mavis, interchangeable names on each other's profiles, signed by each other on their bios.
Sloppy.
Yeah, they need to raise their game if they want to talk to a couple of assholes like me and Richard.
Right.
Well, Trucker Tom's asking, didn't Belinda swear she didn't know Mavis at first?
No.
She said she didn't know her in person.
Originally, they were bosom buddies.
Yeah.
Originally, they were bosom buddies. Then when Belinda had her epiphany of coming clean, I don't know her that well.
Right.
I know her from the internet.
Yeah.
That was it. And they're both going along with that same story now.
Yeah, they are.
They had a meeting, maybe. Or they didn't.
In the same head.
Maybe they didn't.
I mean.
You think they're the same person?
I'm wondering.
Okay. Anyway, I go, I know they are yours, or at least people who you know. She goes, I don't know them. Davin, can you please answer me? I go, if you ever talk to Richard again, it will be because I know your intentions are pure. He loved a lie. You took advantage of his sweetness. It was my fault. It will not be that easy for you. I am sorry, but this is just the way it is if you want my help in getting back with Richard.
And you know what? Dick was going through a really rough time when, you know, all this happened. I mean, he lost his house. Mr. Whiskers ran away, came back, and he got flooded out.
You broke your arm?
Broke my arm. It got infected.
You had leeches on you?
I had leeches. Dr. Wah Wing Chow tried to fix it, and then he ran off. And it's a rough time, man.
Now around this time, I fire off an email to Joe. I go, stupid, don't answer any Mavis's responses. Any emails?
Okay. And,
around this time, I sent you that email.
But
I didn't tell you what was going on.
I know, but you know what's weird, though? I could kick myself in the ass, but I'm sure Stupid over there would help me do it anyway.
I'd love to.
Maybe I can do that next week on the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yeah.
There
was three emails that she sent me that I wound up having in my Yahoo account. And I went to I guess I erased the damn thing. Because he told me, he goes, you got him, you see him? And then I found him, and I go, all right, I'll look at it after the show. And then
well, we're jumping ahead a little bit.
Well, the chat wants to know if Mavis is attractive.
Well,
we've not seen a picture of Mavis.
We haven't seen Mavis yet.
Never.
No.
We haven't seen Mavis yet. Well, actually, wait, that's not true.
No, we didn't
see it. I've seen Mavis.
Oh, you have?
Because I've seen the girl playing Mavis on Facebook. I've seen the girl.
Oh, we did see pictures of Mavis. Yeah, right.
Did you?
No. We've never seen the real Mavis. Not at this point. If I did, I showed you, because we were doing something off air. But in real time, this is the first time I'm seeing a picture of Mavis.
Okay.
Or the girl, or the person playing Mavis that I'm talking to.
Right. Right.
I gotta say, my Ghanaian hotter than your Ghanaian.
You know, I appreciate that, man.
My
outside.
My
guy, guy busts on my chick.
Please.
I love it, man. I love it.
Please, Dick Eldorado doesn't have those type of balls. Go cry to Mr. Whiskers.
No, he don't. Not at all. No,
and
no.
He doesn't have his balls either.
He doesn't have the energy. He doesn't have the arm.
Yeah.
Straight. What a large department. Yeah, it's not good.
My Ghanaian can beat up your Ghanaian.
Oh,
I'd
funny.
Love to see that cage match.
Yep. I'll make
can arrange
jello.
That.
So Mavis goes, please help me. I guess he only loved the person in the photo and not the person he talks to. I want to see his photo. I go, he loved the person, but who knows how much of that person was real?
Yeah.
I know you, Belinda, Agnes, have worked together in some fashion. Your tracks are not covered. You want to tell me what is going on and get back with Richard, or would you like to just forget this now?
Ooh, using me as a pawn.
I certainly am. Finally, a purpose for Richard.
he's
now, you got to remember, this is going on in February. This is the first time right now that you guys are hearing
it. Yeah, we're really hearing
it.
I was so excited when this happened.
I know.
Well, that now it makes sense, because you remember how adamant he was? Don't talk to me. Shit. I'm not kidding around.
Don't wreck it.
Because this is coming together better than I ever could have envisioned when I set up Richard and Mavis.
Right. He's dangling you as a carrot.
Yes.
Dangling your carrot.
So I go, you want to tell me what is going on and get back with Richard, or would you just like to forget this now? I go, I guess we are done. I guess your pride is more important to you than your love of my friend. It is as I suspected. I hope my suspicions were not true.
Ooh.
She goes, sorry, I lost connection.
Yes, sir.
I go, that happens a lot.
Yeah. I bail when the going gets tough.
Exactly. She goes, I want to do anything you want in order to get him back. I go, fine. What girls did you use for the pictures of your Facebook profiles? She goes, I have to go. Maybe we should talk tomorrow.
There you do, honey.
Oh, that's fun. You know, really, oh, really? You I can't, know. Like, just saunter out of the situation. Oh, gotta go.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what she pretty much said. Oh, gotta go. Maya, yeah. Look at the time.
She goes, please tell Belinda to forgive me. You can see my friends and I at the party. And that was the picture of her. A picture of her and her friends.
Okay.
I go, is Belinda mad at you? Because I don't really know any of this at this point.
Right.
She goes, I think she is. I go, Facebook can create any illusion that the manipulator wants. This much I have learned. This is in regards to the pictures. I go, why is she mad at you? She goes, I will tell you all about that tomorrow. My time is up. Have a good day and extend my greetings to her and Richard. I go, you do realize that every time you time out or put me off, the more I believe you're a part of a romance scamming ring.
Oh!
I am no longer a Mugu, which, as we've talked about...
She said that?
No, I'm saying this to her.
Oh, oh.
Which we've talked about...
Wow, you ripped the fucking curtain right off of that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've been hinting at this with Belinda that yes. I'm knowing...
Yeah, but you haven't been as... Well, I guess maybe because you don't have as much as to lose with her.
Well, no. Well, no, because remember, with Belinda, I'm starting to get hip to the whole romance scamming thing.
Right.
But not my beautiful girl.
No.
Everybody else, but my beautiful girl.
Right.
Because she came clean to me.
Right.
Mavis has not really come clean with much to me here now.
No.
I'm letting her know I'm not messing around. I'm not a Mugu, which is what the Africans call the white people that
right.
they take advantage
they call
of.
Their marks.
I go, have a nice day, Mavis. She goes, what are you talking about? Why would I leave if my time is not up? I'm a changed person now. Believe me, and please help me.
Oh, wow.
I go, we will find out how changed you are, Mavis. It's going to take more than words. But if you are honest and forthright and do as I ask and answer my questions honestly, then I will be on your side and work with you in establishing a real, meaningful and fulfilling relationship with Richard. I believe people change, so you have that going for you.
Wow.
So I've bitch slapped her, and then I've hugged her. I'm like a pimp.
You are.
Now, bitch, go earn me some money.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.